The following is a KHMB special presentation.
The following is a rebroadcast of last night's first annual State of the City address presented by Mayor Marina Fraser. The 15-minute address was held at the Ted Adcock Center and will now be heard in its entirety.
Good evening. Thank you for being here. I want to let you know that this is the first time the city has done a State of the City address. And we have our city manager, Magda Gonzalez, to thank for it because all the cities over the hill have done this. So this is a nice way to capture some of the things that are going on. And so I thank you all for being here and joining us and for your interest and involvement, too. And I especially want to thank my colleagues on the City Council. We have Council Member John Mueller here tonight. We have Council Member Deborah Penrose also. And especially to our city staff, because all this work doesn't get done without the work of our truly dedicated and committed staff. So I want to thank them for their ongoing commitment to the city and to all of you. So we're going to thank you. Now, some people have say we've survived the last few years, and they've been very difficult years with the recession, legal settlements, and other economic challenges. But I want to tell you, we've done much, much more than just survive. All of us here in Half Moon Bay have a reason to be very proud of where we are today and where we can be tomorrow. Now, you know, we had the Beechwood property settlement. And that was at $42 million. And we were able to renegotiate that for less than half the amount at $18 million. However, we took it a step further. And we went after our insurance companies. And we were able to recoup much of that amount, about $15 million. We then took that money and paid a portion of our bonds. And I'm thrilled to say that we'll pay off those bonds 20 years early. I think that's awesome. And our finance director... Our finance director continues to remind us that that's a pretty big deal, and it puts the city's finances into much better shape, including improving our credit rating. And in 2019, when that debt is paid off, it'll free up an additional $1.2 million in our budget. But that's just the beginning. We've accomplished so much more, and with our dedicated and talented staff and the guidance of the entire City Council. Well, for the second year in a row, the city was awarded a Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting from the Government Finance Officers Association, which is high praise from that industry. In fact, we had a budget surplus in the 2014-15 budget of $1.5 million, and we were able to reinvest that back into the community. And one of the more important projects was the paving of 24 miles. And that has a huge positive impact for all of us. But it's important to run the city efficiently, make it a lean organization, and we've learned the hard way how to do that. We restructured staff, all the departments at City Hall to better serve our customers. That was a real focus. And it was customer service for all of us who live and work here to be more efficient. For example, we put our building, planning, and public works functions under one umbrella and called it community development. That's for improved coordination, communication, and implementation of those projects. And within that, we've identified and implemented many enhancements. For example, there were 50 different improvements for the planning process and procedures. And for any of you who have opened a business or had your neighbor or tried to replace a sign, believe me, it is a much better process now, and we hear that feedback from the businesses who have opened recently. We started to contract out the administration of our business license process, and we now digitize all our vital records, and we've added staff to implement those endeavors. And all of those are improving customer service. And it's a regular topic of discussion and action throughout City Hall. They clearly recognized and needed to improve customer service. That was one of our biggest complaints, and the city has done a really great job in continuous process improvement. An important part of running the city more cost-effectively is to engage in partnerships and collaborations to leverage the strength of our own and other resources. We forged a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside to provide recreation services to the community and to operate this community center, where they've created a new teen center over there and are moving forward now with this wonderful skateboard plaza. The city continues to have strong partnerships, and our partnership with MidPen, Peninsula Open Space, San Mateo County, Senior Coastsiders and Adult Day Center came to fruition with that wonderful new senior center housing complex. And through that same collaboration, we were able to gain the property of Smith Field. We actually own our baseball fields. So we've engaged the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee, the Pumpkin Festival folks, to improve Main Street and embark on a renovation of Mac Dutra Plaza with the county and funding the construction of a new library. And our collaboration with State Parks has given us some solid progress on repairing the Pillar Cedars Creek Bridge on the Coastal Trail. We were just up at the State Department yesterday. We've got $1.8 million, and we also have an extra $200,000 from the Coastal Conservancy. So again, that's a great partnership there. For Economic Development Action Plan, we created a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce that brought in an additional $300,000 in spending directly into the city. We've partnered with our Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney, and Peninsula Conflict Resolution to facilitate more important community meetings around law enforcement issues, which is really critical because it involves the surrounding unincorporated areas, and that really impacts all of us. We were able to embark on city projects to help refining our capital improvement program. That's one of those initials, the CIP, we talk about often. And we've improved that process to make it more systematic and efficient. For example, we implemented major improvements to this community center, and we were taking care of a portion of the backlog of deferred maintenance. And the city has invested a great deal of preventive maintenance work on 34 miles of sewer system pipeline within the city, which of course is a critical piece of infrastructure, especially in light of our environmental sensitivity in our location. And we continue to implement our street repair and resurfacing program. And we renovated a dog park for our four-legged friends. Other accomplishments we're especially proud of is we now have a safe east-west crossing at the stoplight at Highway 1 in Poplar. That was 10 years in the making. We've added two more miles toward the completion of the Naomi Partridge Trail, and we installed a new welcome sign to Half Moon Bay at the entrance of 92. We've updated our emergency operations plan and provided emergency response training to staff and formed the Community Emergency Response Team, known as CERT, in many of the neighborhoods. We've obtained permits to proceed with cleaning out and maintaining 10 stormwater drainage ditches, which help reduce the incidence of flooding during the rainy season. And to continue to enhance the beauty of Main Street, especially at night, not just at Christmas, we've installed energy-efficient tree lighting, so Main Street looks so beautiful in the dark. Last year, the city continued to address the needs of our youth. Working with the Sheriff's Department in collaboration with a variety of nonprofits, we conducted an annual youth summit. The program was very well received by the kids, and the adults that worked on it had a lot of fun too. We held our first ever National Night Out Crime Awareness and Prevention event and instituted a neighborhood watch program. In partnership with the county, a homeless outreach team was established. This program provides services to the homeless population with dignity, compassion, and sensitivity. With an eye towards sustainability, our styrofoam and plastic bag bans were implemented, recycling efforts at the Pumpkin Festival were increased, and we made progress on community involvement process and updating the city's general plan, the blueprint of sustainability for what the community wants for the next 20 years. I think you'll agree that overall, 2014 had many positive things for Half Moon Bay as we continue our ascent out of the economic situation and work to create a solid foundation that will carry us forward for more success. One major opportunity for the city, the council, and the entire community is indeed the general plan update. This is a critical document that takes the community's vision for the future of Half Moon Bay and lays out the policies and plans that will bring this vision to reality. The process will provide many, many opportunities for the public input on critical issues such as transportation, open space, sea level rise, and looking forward to what's the best use of our downtown area. It's a very long, and if you've been engaged in it, a complicated process. And I encourage everyone to get involved and to understand and participate in making this plan into something that will serve us well into the next generation. Now, traffic. You have to admit, it's a challenge in the Bay Area and the entire peninsula, not just here. And we must recognize that traffic congestion issues in large part stem from the regional issues of population and housing growth, both in unincorporated San Mateo County and in the entire Bay Area. How we deal with traffic impacts is an ongoing challenge requiring collaboration and cooperation between all the cities and the regional leaders, our residents, and the business community. While our finances have dramatically improved, we must be vigilant, thoughtful, and careful in how we structure future spending. We also know that we must put forth an effort in engaging into the community different ways than we have now. We want to engage our stakeholders, our businesses, the advocacy groups, and the Latino population who are all a part of the community of Half Moon Bay. And we're making progress toward better communication with all, but a lot more needs to be done, and these cannot be one-time efforts. They must be ongoing. And this is a two-way street. We all have to listen to each other, respect each other's perspectives, find common ground to move forward, not obstruct. We've got to talk to each other for the best interest and the community at heart. Now, underpinning many of these decisions is still our minimal staffing level at the city, and how can we do the most amount of work on behalf of the community with limited staff resources? Doing more for less is an ongoing challenge, and if our work to date is any indication, I say that our staff has been making some huge, huge strides. We are a place of great opportunity. Opportunity to forge partnerships with other agencies to benefit the community in the long term. Opportunity to bring more voices in, more diverse voices into the city's deliberations, and to build trust and confidence between the city and the people who live and work here. Opportunities to celebrate our successes, to work together on the challenges of today and tomorrow, and to maintain and improve the quality of life that ties us all together here in Half Moon Bay. We've come a long way in the last year, and I'm enormously proud to be your mayor and to be a part of Half Moon Bay. I'm proud of all the accomplishments, especially in the face of adversity. I'm proud of the opportunities that we all have made for ourselves, the ability to face challenges head on with confidence, skill, and our belief in our city. And I'm proud of the foundation we are creating for the future. I hope you all feel that pride. We live in a wonderful place. Place that people would love to live here and have a beach in their backyard. So I ask you to share this with me and remember that all of us and everyone who lives here, we are the community of Half Moon Bay. We represent Half Moon Bay, and together we share that responsibility for the community on how it evolves. So thanks again for being here tonight. I appreciate your time. Thank you. I do want to call out before you get up and enjoy some beverage and refreshments. We've got views of the new library, the new skate park, Mac Jutra Plaza. We have our partners. We have Kathleen from CCWD, who's here, has lots of tips on how to save water. We've got Eric from Coastside Land Trust and Joe. They have information on all the work they're doing to extend our trails. We've also have the Adult Day Center, Janie Bono, who's so proud of the new complex. And we have the library, Annie, and we have the Friends of the Library with information too. So before you run out, you got a half an hour before the planning meeting. Talk, visit with each other, please enjoy refreshments, and really want to thank you all for being here tonight.
The preceding was a KHMB special presentation, a rebroadcast of the first annual State of the City address presented last night by Mayor Marina Frazier.